Sagt der Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tess. This Mishnah talks about different types of refuahs and ornaments. Some of the refuahs that they had were skulais. A skula means something which we may not necessarily understand whether it works or not, but they used to do it. Let's say a father had to go away from his son. The son would cry for his father. He felt so bad. He was so homesick. So they had a skula where the father would take off the lace of his right shoe to his son's left arm. The Mishnah uses the word sons because, generally speaking, it was the sons who would miss their father. Now, it's interesting. You know what the Gemara tells us? That if you did it the other way, if the father would put it on the son's right arm, that not only would the son not be homesick, he would be even more homesick than he was before. He would crave even more for his father's presence. In any event, the Mishnah says as follows. Habanim, the boys, Yaitzin, can go out on Shabbos, Biksharim, with these strings, the father's right shoelace tied to his left arm. Ubenei Malachim, and the princes, were permitted to go out on Shabbos, Bezugin, with bells. Bells? Why would someone want to wear bells? Well, it seems that the princes used to wear bells attached to their clothes. But in order to be able to carry it on Shabbos, it has to be you took out the little hammer inside the bell that makes it go cling, 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 because if not, there would be a shaila about jingling on Shabbos. But if you took out that little thing that makes the noise, and the only shaila is about carrying, it's no problem, because these were considered part of the garments. And the truth is, v'chol adam, not just princes, ela shedibru chachamim, v'hoivim, Chazal spoke about things that were the actual custom, and generally, it was the princes who would wear bells on their clothes.